foot off the pedal maybe when you get to those hilltops, and just to, you know, drive safely if you can, okay? All right, Community Connection next. Actually, it's one-on-one with Casey Williams coming in from Green Country Village, and an opportunity for us to talk about retirement living. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We are so fortunate when winter comes to most of the country, even when we get touched by it, it's not severe in most cases.
It's just a light touch. I've seen it where it's been kind of a swift blow to some other places in the country. My drive was fine here, but I did take a little extra time. So
it's worth it.
Yeah. Well, it was so fun to have you in our community last month when you were interviewing our residents for the new commercials, mm-hmm. and just getting to meet some of our newer residents.
I always have fun talking with the residents of Green Country. First of all, they are so positive people. They enjoy the choice that they have made.
Oh, yes. And I've enjoyed the choice that they've made because I enjoy working amongst them and seeing how we can best serve them and their needs. So I just appreciate you coming out.
Well, it kind of combines the best of all worlds, particularly in independent living, because you still have the freedom just like you did in your own home, because Green Country becomes your own home.
Well, and also, I kind of would argue it gives you more freedom in that, let's say that you're not driving as much as you used to. We have transportation, so you don't have to depend on your kids or your neighbors, anything like that. And our driver can take you anywhere you want to go in Bartlesville and Dewey. So some people are more isolated in their own homes, and you can walk out your front door and do something, or we can take you somewhere.
Well, even just to, you know, I feel like I'm still, you know, pretty active around the community, but there are days when I'll say, you know, I don't want to get out.
Well, today would be a great example. I don't want to drive in this.
Yeah.
And so that does, you know, when people are hesitant, it was really interesting. Last week we had a resident panel where prospective residents came and ate lunch with some of our residents. And there was a lot of interaction between people who are starting to think about senior living. Mm-hmm. And so our residents could really talk to them about getting some things off their plate, like yard work, housework, preparing meals, transportation. And it was a really lively group, and it was really a lot of fun.
Well, and when I was over talking with residents, and I got the opportunity to talk with a voice that people hear all the time, Bob Good, and he was telling me, you know, the staycation that you and I have talked about is, he thinks, the best thing that Green Country Village has ever come up with.
Boy, our prospective residents have really loved that staycation. And what a staycation is, it's 2 or 3 days, it's up to you. We have an apartment specifically for you to come stay a couple of days free of charge. Mm-hmm. And it's an experience where our resident ambassadors, not unlike those that you spoke to, come pick you up for meals, activities, invite you around, just to experience several days of resident living, because I can show you around for an hour. Are you going to make a lifetime change just in that? You know, it's a hard decision.
It is.
So when you can talk to residents and see what it's like at 7 in the morning, at 7 in the evening, what are the meals like all the time? What are the activities like all the time? Very helpful.
Well, and don't take this the wrong way. I think we all assume you're putting Green Country's best foot forward when we're there with you visiting. And when Casey's down the hall, we get to talk to the resident. Okay, tell me what it's really like.
Yeah. Exactly. You know. And also, I don't live there.
Yeah.
And so how do I get to speak to the big decision I made to downsize and to sell my home, or to keep my home and still live in Green Country Village? That's not my place to do that. And so you're right. How really, what is the food really like? Well, they said, you know, they will tell you the truth and they'll tell you it's good. But so I think that's super helpful, especially what I like to do if I know someone knows someone else. So if a prospective resident comes in, I'll say, oh, you know, so-and-so, that's the person that I'm going to show, mm-hmm. show them around, so that they can kind of really talk friend to friend and also know I'm not alone here. I know people here. So that's a really nice addition.
And I hear that frequently when I talk with the residents, most recently, but over the years, it's the same thing. You know, when I moved in, I found I already know, I don't care, Bob and Mary and Ted and Alice. It, you know, Not to do it with that movie.
I was going to say, wow. Yes, and as a matter of fact, I had a prospect in yesterday, and my office was Grand Central Station, and I do think that that kind of helps that decision to know, because it is a big decision. I kind of liken it to the first day of school when you carry your cafeteria tray in, mm-hmm. And it can be overwhelming. I think that's why the staycation is helpful. I think that's why resident ambassadors are so important to really, you know, kind of introduce you into Green Country, Green Country Village. So.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But you also have some special programs that we, I think, are going to highlight one of them today, because you do have a specialty care unit.
We do. We have assisted living, which we've talked about before. It's independent living with assistance, mm-hmm. so free to come and go, just maybe a little more oversight, medication management. But we also have memory care. We call it Lakeview, mm-hmm. And our memory care area is just wonderful. We are going to have some training in the spring, and it's called Heartfelt Connections. Our management company is called Life Care Services. We are owned and governed by our residents and a local board, but we are managed by Life Care Services. They manage 150 senior living communities throughout the country. And they will send in, it's called Heartfelt Connections, like I said, but it's a training for all the directors, housekeepers, your food service people, your companions, your CNAs, I mean, everyone top to bottom. Mm-hmm. And it is specifically for those residents with memory issues, dementia, Alzheimer's, you know, that population that we serve in Lakeview.
Right.
And so what they help us do is do special care for memory issues, because that can be difficult to navigate for caregivers and also for the residents. They will show us how we can best use our environment, the living areas, the common areas. They're going to talk to us about how we can make that most suitable for people with memory care. They are going to encourage us to have kind of activity stations. Let's say that you were a secretary, maybe have an office desk there with some pads of paper, typewriter, that kind of thing, just to kind of remind them of what they used to do. Mm-hmm. So we're really looking forward to that. And that will be in the spring. So I think that's really going to really step up our game in memory care. We have wonderful staff that just love our residents in memory care, and I think this is just going to bring us to a higher level.
I know what you mean. My mom had Alzheimer's but it's a progressive thing. You start off just what you assume is benign forgetfulness, and the family goes through the process with the individual.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, the family, that is one of the most difficult things, to stand and watch somebody that you love go through that. And next month in March, on Thursdays from 5:30 probably till 6:37, the Alzheimer's Association is going to come to Green Country Village and do what's called a Savvy Caregivers course. Mm-hmm. And what that is how can we walk through this with our loved one? I have family members that are caring for other family members. I have friends that are going through this with their parents. And this is going to walk you through the stages of Alzheimer's and other dementias. It's going to walk you through what to do and what not to do. Mm-hmm. Some things you need in place, like power of attorney or medical directives. Do not resuscitate.
Which all of us should have.
Which we all should have. Sometimes what I've noticed is things are going well until they're not. And then a lot of things need to be done. And I think this Savvy Caregivers by the Alzheimer's Association course is really going to set those family members up to really feel like that they are doing the right thing by themselves, mm-hmm. and by their loved one with dementia.
And it is, we joked with my dad. We always figured he would be the one that had the dementia. And, of course, he was a pharmacist. So we my sister and I both told him, we're going to have several bottles of M&Ms along with a little tray and some tongue depressors for you to count the pill.
Right.
But it was mom. So
yep. Right. And I think women have a higher chance of dementia and Alzheimer's.
I heard a report from CBS yesterday. That's accurate.
Yes. Yeah. You know, one thing that... Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia. 60 to 80% of dementias are Alzheimer's. But there's also vascular dementia, Parkinson's, there's Lewy body, there's several other dementias.
And the actual diagnosis for Alzheimer's, last I know, can only really be done through an autopsy. So,
yes, yeah. I think there are symptoms that mm-hmm. you can see. I know that the other dementias are a little easier diagnosed, I think. But some of the symptoms that you might see in someone with early Alzheimer's and probably other dementias mm-hmm. as well is misplacing items or forgetting recent conversations.
And you just talked about half our listening audience and they're only 35.
Right. And my keys are misplaced on a daily. So it's not that kind of misplacing. It's really when you see maybe something inappropriate in the wrong place. You see maybe the car keys in the fridge or in a drawer that it shouldn't be. And on a regular basis, and or a conversation that maybe you just had with this loved one 30 minutes ago, and it's over again. Sometimes you'll see them trying to find the right word to say, and they can't quite put their finger on it, so they might call like a hand clock. Mm-hmm. So they're putting together what they know, but they just can't remember that word. And all of us forget a word or a name from time to time, but when this is the consistency that we notice with people with dementia or Alzheimer's. Becoming repetitive is really often really repetitive, asking
right.
the same question in the same conversation. And showing poor judgment and indecision, but not just occasionally. Especially if your person was really decisive mm-hmm. and said, this is how it was, and you're like, ooh, you usually could decide between, you know, this restaurant and that restaurant, and we went to that restaurant, but now it's getting more indecisive. And experiencing changes in mood or personality, you might sense some frustration and anger. I noticed with my loved one, the sense of humor they used to have was gone. They mm-hmm. became very concrete.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are changes that you see in your loved one, not necessarily their personality. And so when you see that, just know that you can't change that. It's brain failure. And so I would just encourage you to refrain from correcting them.
Mm-hmm.
Does it matter really that it's Thursday and not Tuesday? Does it matter? Because they are talking from their reality.
Right.
And also, one thing that frustrates my loved one is when I say, well, remember when we, and she says, no, I don't remember.
We never did that.
Yeah, or stop saying remember, because
yeah.
she knows she's not remembering.
Right.
But, or we never did that. Or there's this issue, or this trip and that trip are combined to make a false trip, but that's real trip to her.
Right.
And so everything is correct out of the mouth of people with dementias from our perspective. And that decreases frustration in both of us, I think, you know. And so those are encouragements.
Mm-hmm.
But I invite anyone that wants to come to our Savvy Caregiver. Light appetizers will be served because it's during the dinner hour.
Okay.
Thursdays in March, beginning at 5:30 at Green Country Village, free of charge. Feel free to call me at 918-335-2086.
Okay.
And I went to one a couple of years ago, and it really changed my outlook on dealing with my loved one.
And I think it's so important to have realistic expectations, because if you are uninitiated, it's a totally different experience than what you might think it is.
It is, and it can be frustrating for the child or the spouse. It can be really frustrating, and arguments can ensue, and that's not really... the right thing for either person. So this will help guide you through those times and show you how to really walk through it with your loved one.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know what specifics, but I think there are a lot of little things that you can have. Like you said, having that false office environment, if that's what they did, mm-hmm. but pictures from their childhood and a lot of other things, because it seems they can recall the distant past a whole lot better than a half an hour ago.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Those are other great things that you can do for your loved ones. And talk about old memories and mm-hmm. talk about music from their time is a great thing. That is very helpful.
Are there sign-ups for the event?
If you would call 335-2086 and RSVP. All are welcome. Family, friends, people that are loving someone with dementia or Alzheimer's.
All going on at Green Country Village.
Yes.
Thanks, Casey.
Thank you so much.
It is a one-on-one session. We've got more coming up in just a moment on K1.
One theft every 6.5 minutes. 156 thefts every day.